Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It's the 19th anniversary of Eva Rosenberg's membership in our Brain Trust. In fact, she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. 19 years. Eva, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary.
19 years, how about that?
We started when we were five.
We were right out of high school. I mean, right out of elementary school, no question about it. Hey, Eva, thank you for 19 great years.
You know, you are the best guy on the air.
Well, we've had some fun, haven't we?
We have. And you know what? You have done so much for the small business person to keep them profitable and keep them on the right track. So I think the airwaves are very lucky to have you.
I appreciate you saying that. Well, of course, none of that happens without smart people joining me, because thank God my audience doesn't have to listen to me all the time, every minute. Hey, Eva, I want to point out that in addition to Deduct Everything, your Small Business Taxes Made Easy book, is it now out in the 29th edition? Which edition is it?
This is the latest edition. It's the third edition.
The third edition.
It came out in February and already won a Gold Axiom Award.
Wow.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Congratulations.
I'm thrilled.
Well, I'm not the least bit surprised. As I've said before, only the best for my audience. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. And so thank you for that book. Folks, it's the third edition. That means that the person was so darn good that they needed to update it and keep it going. So they don't do also ran books like that. So check it out. Small Business Taxes Made Easy by Eva Rosenberg, the Tax Mama. And they can find that wherever books are sold, right?
Wherever books are sold.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's move over and talk. We talked in the previous segment about getting the extensions filed, getting your tax return filed. You know, this is another thing I want to remind folks about. I've had more and more people recently to tell me they didn't want to file an extension because they thought it would increase their likelihood of an audit. And the truth is, I've talked to IRS people, I've talked to all kinds of practitioners, from CPAs to enrolled agents to public accountants, and they've all said there's no connection to filing an extension and being audited.
That's absolutely true. There really isn't. And if the IRS wants to audit you, they're going to audit you. These days, it's based on what's in your return.
Mm-hmm.
In the olden days, what they used to do was randomly pull people, and they would do it based on your Social Security number. They'd kind of a random number generator lottery, and they would test the system extensively, and so you could get audited for no reason whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you didn't file an extension, they might have pulled you,
mm-hmm.
so that when you filed, it would go in. But these days, they have a much better computer algorithm. They are still doing some of that randomized audit, and they're doing a much smaller percentage of it, but they are doing that. And when you get one of those random audits, they're going to go line by line.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the rest of us are only going to get audited if there are glaring errors or
something,
areas of confusion on the return.
Right, or something.
You know, I can look at a return and see if it's going to be audited or not.
Really? I bet you
can. Yeah, not mine, because, you know, I know how to.
After all these years, yeah. What would be something that we could do to protect ourselves in a return to make sure, you know, we're trying to do everything right, we're not telling any stories, we're not doing anything, misusing any money or not pay, we're wanting to pay all, we're wanting to do everything right, but we still might mess up that cause ourselves to raise a red flag. What would be an example of something like that?
Well, you know what? I have an entire chapter, chapter 13, of course, in Small Business Taxes Made Easy, talks about this. And one of the things you do is, if there is something confusing or inconsistent on your return, explain it. File on paper or include an attachment and tell the IRS what it is in
the first
place.
What would that be?
Well, for instance, somebody gets a 1099 miscellaneous and it's wrong. Big time wrong.
Right.
Way too much. Include the full amount that's on the 1099. because the IRS computer is looking for it. Then, on your Schedule C, deduct the wrong amount.
Right.
Include a statement saying, this is not correct because
right.
it's a duplicate or something.
If you don't,
but always include the full amount.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people, I think, don't realize that you can have that kind of a conversation with the IRS. But that's
yes,
what
you
that's what you're trying to promote, is just have a conversation with them about something, things that are logical.
Yeah, you know, one of my mantras is disclose, disclose, disclose. The other is document, document, document. So, you know, if you document what you've done, in case you're audited, it's there, and if you tell them what's going on in your return, you won't have a problem. The other thing is inconsistencies. Like, you take a deduction for an office and home, but then you also take a deduction for office rent or
mm-hmm.
business rent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bad inconsistency that will throw up a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have an office and home, you could only deduct it if you don't have another business
right.
location most of the time. So there are little tricks you could do, but, you know, you look through a return, and, you know, if you have something like a bad debt loss,
mm-hmm.
explain what it is. I had one woman who came to me who was in the middle of an audit, and her tax accountant disappeared, and I looked at her return. There were five major things on her return that would have generated an audit. And if I'd done that return myself, it would have been cleaned up before it went
mm-hmm.
into the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Eva, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, there are a few questions that Eva gets quite often about from people that she knows, she works with, or just from the general public, because she's that way. She helps people that need help. And one of them is, what should you do if you didn't have any income, any revenue this year? Should you still file? We're going to get her to explain how that works and other interesting points after these messages. Don't forget TaxMama.com. That's her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.